Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, rolling along on this Wednesday edition, Sports Daily. Shane and Bruce with you. Thanks to Darren Boatwright on a difficult day after the loss of President Bardo yesterday at the age of 70. We thank him for his time as the Shockers get ready to head on out. Tomorrow they tip off, right, Shane?
Right.
And it's a late game tomorrow night.
Right.
Late
it is 9 o'clock-ish, if everything, you know, kind of goes according to form. You can hear the first two games of the American right here on KFH tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, starting at noon.
That's nice.
South Florida and UConn right here on KFH. And then Tulane and Memphis about 2:30 or so. And then KU and Texas, of course, at 7. And then over on KEYN, tip off approximately 9 o'clock, or we hope so, you know, WSU and East Carolina. So,
boy, how good a day is that on the radio, That's pretty solid stuff right there.
You got us. Huh? You got Rome for a little bit. Then you got some AAC games, then KU and Texas. We'll talk to Brian Haney here in about 9 minutes about that KU-Texas. And then on Friday, we'll have the USF UConn winner versus Houston. That's at 11, so that's right as we go off. And then the Memphis-Tulane winner against UCF. So all things American Conference, right, except for WSU, the most important team around here. They'll be over on KEYN.
Right.
But you can keep track of everybody else on KFH. That's kind of cool.
Do you think Shocker fans are warming to the whole American and following it like they did back in the day with the Valley?
Yeah, I think so.
It takes a little time to kind of figure out how to do that and where to follow teams and how to do it collectively. And it was pretty easy to do in the Valley to follow other teams and get your information, this, that, and the other thing. And I'm wondering if Shocker fans are having good fortune now figuring out the people that you got to follow so that you're up to speed on social media and all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a challenge to get to that speed. So, anyway, all right, let's get to our Syndio Twitter question of the day, brought to you each and every day by Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita.
Minus the Earnhardts, who's your favorite Dale in sports? Dale Murphy, Dale Ellis, Dale Carter, Dale Swain.
What about Carol Dale?
Who's Carol
Former
Dale?
Receiver for the Green Bay Packers.
Wow. From when?
Yeah. Oh, back in the day.
Norman Dale got a couple write-ins.
Norman Dale.
Yeah.
God,
I was trying to think of any Dales that I missed. Did hockey have a guy named Dale Howarchuk? Was that his first name?
That might be right.
Yeah, that's a hockey Dale for you. Dale Davis from the Pacers, I left him off. Dale Murphy's the correct answer. He's getting 64% of the votes. He just had a birthday a couple days ago, I think, that we missed OTD, but I think Dale Murphy celebrated a birthday very recently. 64% say Dale Murphy. 20% say former chief Dale Carter. 10% say Royals assistant coach Dale Swaim, former Brewer great.
That's not bad.
Yeah, 10%, not bad. And 6% say sharpshooter Dale Ellis was their favorite Dale. Norman
Dale. Carol Dale played for the early Packers. It was a receiver.
I can't believe you pulled that out of your backside.
Oh, dude, the meaningless stuff. Like I said, I'm all good for meaningless crap.
Well, I am too. That's why I was surprised you threw me off the scent. I'm like, who in the hell is that?
Well, Boyd Dowler was the guy that made most of the headlines because, notoriously, went out, partied his ass off before the first Super Bowl, wandered in about 4 o'clock in the morning, the day of kickoff, hung over out of his mind, and then found out that he was starting. And ended up being the Super Bowl. I don't know if he was MVP.
Max
or
McGee
he was close
is who you're thinking
it.
Of.
I mean, Max McGee. Max McGee. But Carroll Dale was probably the top, was Bart Starr's favorite receiver in that group. And Max McGee kind of took the limelight away in that first Super Bowl. So I think he went to Virginia, Carroll Dale. I'm not sure. I can't remember exactly.
You got one on me because I hadn't heard of him. You got one.
Carroll Dale.
Dale Jarrett got a couple write-ins, former NASCAR driver. Dale Barra got a write-in from Jeffrey Lutz from The Drive. So there's
Dale Barra's a good one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but like I said, Dale Murphy's the correct answer. He's getting 64% of the vote. Yeah.
And you knew it would be.
Yeah, yeah. But and I don't know what I heard or saw that sparked that one, but hell, you never know. Never know when a question will strike.
No, you never know. But it's always intriguing, that's for sure. That's always intriguing. All right, Brian Haney coming up next. Let's talk a little KU Big 12 college hoops in general. It's there for the taking as the voice of the Jayhawks checks in with us next, even as we are ready to tip off in the Big 12 tournament up in Kansas City. Now, what does KU look like moving forward? Back in a second.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.